Brandon, I'm getting ready to start the meeting. We have no public comments, so I'm going to call the meeting to order Thursday, February 18, 2021. I've got 9:10 a.m. Any commission remarks? Oh, okay. Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 462369 through 462393 and check number 462395 through 462433. No warrants and one transfer, no journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Note that we're holding check number 462394 for next week. We won't have them. Anyone to make a motion on that?
I didn't hear that.
We're holding check number 462394 for next week. And
okay.
She's asked if we need to make a motion on that.
No. Unless you want to, that's up to you guys.
No, that wasn't even, I just wanted to note that we were holding that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I think we'll have to put it on the paper. That's the reason.
Gotcha. All right. Let me find that spot real quick so I don't. I've documented that, so I'll move on down the agenda then. Approval of payroll.
I move to approve 20212000 ACH MO211001 ACH, MO211002, ACH, MO212001, ACH, checks number 462434 through 462441 for payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes. I've got regular session minutes for February 8th, 2021 and February 11th, 2021 and executive session minutes for February 8th and February 11th of 2021.
I move to approve the executive session minutes for February 8th, 2021.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Did you say aye, Brandon?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, didn't hear you. Aye. Motion carried.
on the February 11th, I just don't know what's the practice on, Brandon, where you were in executive session minutes, where you couldn't vote. It's got the motion. Do you have those in front of you? It has you abstaining. Is that the proper way for that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I move to approve the February 11th, 2021 executive minutes.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
A question on the February 8th minutes where it referenced.
Is that what your question is?
Yeah, here.
I've got it.
February 8th. Okay, mine doesn't show it. Oh, it shows it here, but look over here. Good question whether or not where it says executive session per section, and it's got those, it's got presiding Commissioner Schofield, Commissioner Williams, and Commissioner White. We question if it should have Commissioner Williams by teleconference. It has it in one spot at the very beginning, but then when it references.
Right, but doesn't have it for that. Yeah, that's fine. We can change that.
Okay. So then I move to approve February 8th as amended.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And February 11th, 2021, regular minutes, move to approve.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Did we do?
We did the two executive and the two regular, right?
Did we do the 8th, February 8th?
Regular. Yeah, that's one she just did.
The regular?
As amended right here. This one, February 8th.
Okay.
And.
All right. Got it.
And she needs to go right there.
Okay. Slip that in there real quick here. All right. Bid recommendations on Old Cheese Plant Bridge, job number 4121. Pierce? Okay. Brandon, we have present Devin Huff and Ann Pierce with the Great River Engineering. And she's passed out a bid recommendation letter.
And there we've got the bid tabs.
And then bid tabulations.
Thank you.
Good morning. We had recently put out for bid for a bridge packet for Old Cheese Plant Road, and we received two bids, one from DeLong and one from VBROC. And Ann, if you want to read the letter.
So the bid package was...
So the bid package was split up in between the base bridge bid, the reinforcing steel and the guardrail. VBROC was low on the base bridge bid package. DeLong was second low by an order of magnitude of about $85,000. DeLong did not choose to put in a bid for the guardrail and reinforcing steel. Therefore, it's our recommendation, because VBROC was the low bidder, that it's awarded to them for a total contract price of $346,219.17.
There's $27,000 difference between the two bids.
Well, it would have been,
and
like
the one didn't have the guardrail, right?
Or the reinforcing steel.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't have any.
I don't have any.
I move to award the bid on the Old Cheese Plant Bridge replacement to VBROC Sales and Service LLC. And in the amount of $346,219.17.
Who is the two?
The two was VBROC Sales and Service.
VBROC.
Uh-huh.
Second.
All right, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty.
And Brandon, they would like to sign this agreement, and is it okay that they stamp your signature so they can take it back with them today?
That's fine.
Bid, let's see, Avis lease agreement number 2021, number 20-141. I have a letter dated January 28, 2021 from our county attorney, Mr. Elliott. He approves the lease agreement as to form by and between Taney County and Bob's Rental, also doing business as Avis.
Yes, good morning. This is a one-year lease agreement with Avis Rental Car for space in the terminal building at the airport. The board reviewed it and recommended for your approval.
I have no questions.
I don't have any.
I move to approve the lease agreement at the Branson Airport between Bob's Rental, Inc., doing business as Avis, and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.